Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I wanted so-and-so gone. Why? Bud Stallworth, was he a coach at KU?
No. No, he was not. Kansas City good, meanwhile. Rob Riggle joined us on the show yesterday, and big weekend. They're doing the celebrity softball out at the K tonight, and then their event down at T-Mobile Center on Saturday. But it's always an event where Hollywood stars come in to join our local guys and raise money for Children's Mercy. Always.
Has Doogie Howser been to this yet?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Get Neil Patrick Harris.
I don't know. Maybe he's been here. I don't know. I don't know that.
What was her name that he dated in that show? Sloane? Have you ever met an ugly Sloane?
Sloane was an Entourage.
Yes, I know.
Sloane was in Doogie Howser.
It was something like that.
But Rob has to invite people to Kansas City, and I'm guessing early on when they started, he even said, he's like, you know, kind of trying to sell it. You're not sure.
Because you don't even really know at the beginning what you were selling,
right?
You know,
he'd get them here. They'd have a great time, and then it kind of snowballed from there. Like, oh, once they see Kansas City, it's great. It's kind of... Kansas City's kind of had that reputation where if you get here and experience it, it's pretty cool. And he says, in relation to Big Slick anyway, inviting people to Kansas City helps when sports are big.
When you do have success, when your city has success, it does resonate across the board. All things rise. Mm-hmm. So, you know, starting in 2014 with the Royals, you know, 14 and 15, put life, it breathed life and energy and vitality into a city that was already starting to revitalize its downtown. And I don't know. I think this city is a city on the move. It's definitely a city on the ascend right now, and I love that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the Chiefs, you know, their last 4 years going to the AFC Championship, two Super Bowls, that's pumped so much energy and attention into this town. That's phenomenal. Fills me with pride because I love to brag about Kansas City. I want to show Kansas City off. I think this town is amazing. We have so many wonderful things going. Just even the skyline downtown, it's all lit up in different colors. It's so beautiful.
Pretty,
right now.
Right?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So it's just things are going right now, and they're going great in Kansas City, and I want people to see this town.
You know, there was an article at Bloomberg.com yesterday about Kansas City, and it's really interesting with the timing of all this, and it says Kansas City emerged as the sole representative of the U.S. Midwest after Chicago and Detroit, both 94 hosts of the World Cup, fell out earlier in the selection process, and Cincinnati missed the final cut. It's impressive to beat out bigger, more well-known cities such as Washington, Denver, and Nashville, but it will also be an economic catalyst for the city at a time when migration trends in America are shifting towards the interior and in a decade where there's a scramble to find housing that's more affordable than on either coast. Much like Atlanta landing the 96 Summer Olympics, Kansas City's World Cup hosting turn should be a growth engine benefiting the city that straddles the state line and is the entire Heartland's region's big city where people go to watch sports and whatnot. The story of American population migration over the past decade has been one of people moving away from high-cost cities on the coast for cheaper housing. At first, it meant people leaving California for Portland, Denver, Austin. It also meant people leaving the Northeast for places like Nashville, Raleigh, Charlotte, Miami, and Atlanta. But now, after all that migration, those cities are expensive. And the surge in mortgage rates this year makes the issue of housing affordability all the more pressing. And that's why people are looking now at Kansas City. So hold on to your house, man. Some Californians may want to buy it for double the price.
That's why you're getting those texts. Some Californians would like to buy your home.
But Rob's right. I mean, sports, as we talk about with a university, we always say it's the front porch of a university. Mm-hmm. It's also the front porch of a city, okay? Kansas City never felt good about itself. We never felt like we could until the Royals showed that we could, right? That's really the rebirth, the revitalization, the renaissance of Kansas City, in my mind, was 2014. Once that run happened in 2014, people fell back in love with the town in which they lived. The heart shirts became popular. People wear their gear to the airport when they travel. That's all they wear now is Royals and Chiefs and the heart t-shirt. Everybody is passionate about Kansas City. And it took a sports team like the Royals showing everybody that, hey, hell, if the Royals can do it, we can all do it. And we all kind of came together and we've grown up in the last 8 years. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a city grow up. And it's really cool to watch. And we're only growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And once the World Cup comes, that's like college graduation, man. We're going off to our first job and people are going to be here to see what we've created in this town in the next couple of years. And it's just really, really fun to watch. And Rob's got kind of the outside and inside view of the whole thing. This city's completely changed from when they started Big Slick 13 years ago.
I'm sure you probably thought us, but like Kansas City Tourism Bureau, use Wriggle. There's your advertiser right there.
Great ambassador.
Yeah, fantastic ambassador. Hey, Royals, you want to try bold? Go this bold. Next.
This is Fesco in the Morning. Preferred 2-1 over other competing dentists. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. Your home for car audio since 1967. On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I guess it's a version of, should he come to Kansas City?
Oh, yes it is, brother Josh. At least for me,
it's funny. We had different thoughts in kind of the same vein. I was like going through an article yesterday about deadline trade, people that might be up for deadline trades. You know, Benintendi was in there. Like,
sure, yeah.
He'll draw. And I'm like, oh, I wish they'd draw more. But I'm like, what if – I wish there was names where you could flip it on its head and go, you're not really a buyer right now, but I would love for the Royals to be a buyer right now.
Yeah.
Like, go find someone you normally wouldn't get and get them now, you know, as opposed to trying to do stuff in the offseason. Like, mm-hmm. flip the trade deadline on its head. Find some team that's selling somebody that you could go and get that you normally wouldn't have a chance at, and then try to sign them to a long-term deal. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, do like something
really,
different.
Really flip it. And you probably went like three steps beyond that,
right?
With this.
Well, I think so. But, you know, I always go three steps beyond everything, and then I find myself in a quagmire, and I'm like, oh, my God, I probably can't go there. But this one, I'm tired of the status quo, right? I think we all are in this town, right? We're all just tired of hearing the baseball excuses, right? Because they're out there, but they're all legit because baseball is messed up. Baseball is warped, right? It's got issues. It doesn't allow the teams like the Royals to be competitive every single year. It only has an economic engine that helps the big market clubs out. So if you want to really flip
well,
it on its
and
head,
not to mention the way that the Royals have to do it, which is draft and
develop. And, oh God.
You know, it's I understand the reality of it, but it's like, oh, come on, just.
But as I've been saying all week, America doesn't have the appetite for that anymore.
It sounds very, very difficult, and right? It is very, very difficult. And yes, I'd like to speed the clock up.
You know,
on that.
America has the appetite to binge watch things. America has the appetite to give it to me all now. Oh, I got to wait another week for the next episode. I'm out. Probably won't go back. Right? Like that's just the climate of the world in which we live right now. I'm sure it's everywhere, not just America, that has that type of the give it to me now attitude. Baseball isn't like that, and they can continue to preach the romanticism of the game and this is the way it is and true baseball fans are like it, fine, continue to preach all that, but while you're preaching all that, all the casual fans are going off and doing something else. You've got to get that casual fan and find a way to maintain that casual fan no matter what sport you're in, right? But more importantly for baseball, because eventually the diehards are going to die because they're all in their 50s and 60s, right? It's getting to that time where you've got to create that new fan base and you've got to get the younger generation involved and paying attention. And as we know, they're watching highlights. They're not really paying much attention to games. And so the Royals are in a spot right now where you're not good as a baseball team. Your direct competitor has the greatest player in the sport playing in that town in Patrick Mahomes. You're getting ready to build a downtown stadium, and you want everybody to be supportive of that and go once it opens in the next couple of years downtown. So you've got to do something out of the ordinary in order to put a winner on the field. We can continue to preach patience and wait and preach patience and wait, but people just don't have that appetite anymore. That's just not a lifestyle people do anymore. They don't preach, patience and wait for anything. I mean, when was the last time you said, oh, I'll wait an hour and a half for a table at the Applebee's? Like, you don't even do that anymore. So you've got to find a way to speed this thing up. And today is a major day in Major League Baseball, if you don't know. Aaron Judge is going to arbitration today on June 24th. The arbitration hearing is here for Aaron Judge. Well, because of the work stoppage and all that, right? So he's going to go
supply chain, yeah.
Yeah, supply chain, Suez Canal, sure. COVID, all that.
Sure.
So he's going to go into the arbitration hearing today. And somebody asked him the other day, well, how are you going to go to the hearing? He goes, I'm going to wear a nice suit and sit there. But he has to go into this arbitration hearing, and the Yankees have to make a case against Aaron Judge today. And he just had the game-winning hit last night.
Yeah, good luck.
Them, right?
So
you got to make a case against Aaron Judge so you don't have to pay him what he wants. He's going to have to sit there and listen to all that, which in turn says at the end of the year when he becomes a free agent, maybe he doesn't want to stay there in New York, right? But the other question is who's going to offer him more money than what the Yankees are going to be able to offer them? And somebody said the Cubs could be a possibility. But you know what? The Royals ought to be that team, right? The Royals ought to be that team.
They should ante up for Aaron Judge.
And ante up and get Aaron Judge. And I know everybody at One Royal Way right now is rolling their eyes at me and laughing and chuckling. Ha, ha, we could never do that.
What did he turn down? Seven-year 213?
Yeah, something like that. For 213.
Right,
it's going to cost $300 million to get Aaron Judge. Let's just start there, right? Okay? It's going to be about $30 million a year to get Aaron Judge. But if you really want to jumpstart your franchise and you really want to get fans excited about your franchise and you want to get people on your side and as a new ownership group show what you're really all about, do something like that. Do something bold. Stop doing the status quo, same old, because nobody wants that anymore. Nobody has the patience for that anymore, right? People are kind of just tired of the status quo, young guys, draft, come up to the majors, 4.5 ERA, hitting .200. Like, we're just kind of out of that mindset right now. Why not go out there and be bold? It goes back to what our friend Mike Tomlin said the other day about doing unusual things. And when you do unusual things, maybe you get unusual results. But if you continue to do the usual, you're going to continue to get the same results that you're getting right now. The Royals have to start thinking outside the box, and they have to start doing things different. Aaron Judge, for me, yeah, pipe dream, never happened type thing. But if you're John Sherman, what's going to curry fans' favor with you? If you go out and sign Aaron Judge, they're yours, right? They're like, oh my God, it's different than what we've had. People want something different out of this organization right now. People want something fun. People want excitement. People want good players. And people want to see what John Sherman's going to be about as the owner of this franchise. And if he says, you know what, screw it. Let's just scratch a check and go get Aaron Judge and see what happens.
I don't disagree.
But you win your fan base over. Again, in this era of now.
Assuming you could do more after you did that, because I don't think you could just do Aaron Judge alone.
But how many young guys do you have
this,
on the veteran minimum right now, Josh? Yeah, I know. How many of these young pitchers are making $600,000 a year or whatever it is, right?
I would like if they were in the realm of not having to get a second tier free agent. Every once in a while, be in that first tier. I don't know about Aaron Judge going to be in record breaking tier, but
so break the record, do it.
But that would be bold, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Do it. Go out there and do it. Stop saying we can't. Go out there, refinance with Golden Oak, get cash out, go pay Aaron Judge. You know, like I know I'm sounding like an idiot, right? And it is clear a pipe dream, and baseball isn't set up for the Royals to do something like that. But we continue to use that as an excuse. Why not just flip it on its head and say, screw it? Because you know what Aaron Judge will do? You know how many jerseys Aaron Judge will sell? You know how many tickets Aaron Judge will sell?
A lot, yeah.
You know how much money you'll make just by signing Aaron Judge? A lot. People will buy the jerseys, not just here in Kansas City. They'll buy the city select jerseys. They'll buy the road jerseys. They'll buy all the Aaron Judge jerseys and jerseys and hats and all this kind of stuff. You create a new market of fans. You create a new group of fans if you go do something like that. And I hate to say it, but I think the Royals are in a position where they have to do something splashy. They have to do something, because going into next season, if you roll back this same crew, I don't know.
Yeah, same result.
You going to be excited about that?
Not really.
You going to be excited about
that? Hopefully
a
better result, but not really, no.
No. How can you say it's going to be better when it's the same,
right?
There's
no proof there will be. Yeah, there's no proof it'll be better.
How can you sit there and say that it's going to be better and tell people it's going to be better if you don't go out there and you don't do something that is quote-unquote better than what you have right now? I mean, I just continue to go back to that Mike Tomlin comment and hear him the other day talking about, hey, you know what we need to do? We need to be unusual. And if you do unusual things, maybe you'll get, you know, unusual results.
Because you can't do ordinary stuff, man, and expect unique results. That don't make sense. We can't have ordinary relationships. I coach, you play. Do this. Good job. Bad job. And expect, like, the end of our journey for the confetti to be raining down on us. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, what we're chasing is scarcity to that. Right. Like, it's scarcity to that. And so you better be willing to do unique things in order to expect unique results.
There it is. I mean, right there. That needs to be put up inside the offices at Kauffman Stadium. You can't do ordinary stuff and expect extraordinary results. What the Royals are doing right now are ordinary things. You got to do unique to get unique results. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
All right. It's a deal for Ohtani. And sign Aaron Judge.
Well, the Ohtani thing, go make a trade for Ohtani.
The
worst thing that could happen, that he's the Mets, he's not even a free agent. They're already talking 2 years he's going to go to the Mets. Baseball can't allow that to happen. Oh, just another guy goes to the Mets. Well, how is that making the sport good? You know what's making the sport good? The new news for Major League Baseball. How about this one? Major League Baseball sent a memo this week to all 30 clubs.
Memos.
Detailing on how balls must be prepared to improve consistency.
How they mud their ball.
How they mud their balls.
Uh-huh.
The new process. Mud must be applied to each ball on the day it will be used for a minimum of 30 seconds with the same mud-to-water ratio to ensure it's worked thoroughly into the hand-stitched leather. Balls must be stored in a humidor for a minimum of 14 days before use and remain there until roughly 30 minutes before first pitch, removed only for mud application. This is what baseball's doing?
That's what they got to the bottom of this week, yeah.
This is what baseball's doing. Yep. Nobody can watch the damn games. You're on 10 different streaming services. Little teams in smaller markets can't compete with the big boys, and you're talking about putting mud on your balls.
Yep, differently. Not everybody applied mud to their balls the same way. That was the issue.
Right, yeah.
I forget, there's some manager who's complaining about
you
it.
You put mud on your balls differently than I put mud on my balls. Yeah, so now we've got to get a memo to tell us how to put mud on our balls?
Universal mud balls, yes. Yes.
Were there managers complaining about this
this
week?
Yes. I don't remember who it was, but I remember seeing this, that they prepared their balls differently.
I mean, baseball is signing a streaming deal with every streamer out there, so every fan has to buy 10 different subscriptions to see their team. Okay. They're getting bigger bases. Great. That's going to help things. And yet the economics stay the same, where the Royals still can't compete on the level with the big market clubs. I mean, if you lay out this business plan, right? If you come to me with this business plan,
I can tell you why it doesn't work.
And say, I'd like you to invest in this product. Here's what we have. You would look at that and go, you're out of your mind. This is the dumbest business plan I've ever seen. This plan sucks.
You're going to join a company on the low end. We have a bunch of franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Our best franchises are always going to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy in, though, now at one of our lower level franchises that is going to continually have to spin its wheels. You want in?
Yes. Where do I sign up for this?
No, that's, you're not.
Like, they're talking about expansion in baseball right now. Who in their right mind would start an expansion team in Major League Baseball right now? Because you know it's going to be like a $2 billion expansion fee, and you're going to get a smaller market like Nashville or someplace like that. Oh, okay, you want me to join in? Oh, yeah, I'll give you $2 billion. We're changing the economic engine of this sport. I mean, it's unbelievable. Their business plan is so messed up and so bad. It is so bad.
Former Mayor Kay Barnes joined us on the show yesterday and says something she ran into as mayor still applies to Kansas City sports today. We'll tell you what next.
Fesco in the morning. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
November Rain, one of my favorite Guns N' Roses songs.
Did you turn the lights out outside?
Yeah.
My goodness.
It looks like when an alien ship
looks like a movie.
The movies comes over and like takes over your city.
I was thinking the Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
Vader's Star Destroyer.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden, yeah, it's just
Runaway Golf Cart
outside.
On TV, Josh.
Can't get that on a live tour, can you? I know it's raining in the northern part of the listening area
right now. It's coming south.
Yeah, the radar looks terrible, and all of a sudden it just got super dark here. So.
Yeah. Welcome to the evening.
Yeah, that's right. I'm totally confused about what time of day it is right now. Former Mayor Kay Barnes joined us on the show yesterday. She was hugely instrumental in obviously the what turns out to be now called the T-Mobile Center, and
right,
getting stuff done in the downtown and keeping the Big 12 happy at that point, and really the kind of sports revitalization kind of jumpstart, right?
Right.
Obviously winning does more than anything, but getting that going, and now obviously we're to the stage where the city's going to be able to host a World Cup. But we did ask her the question.
Just think about that for a second. We're hosting the World Cup. Like it still signs, wow.
Yeah, no big deal. Just the World Cup.
We're hosting the World Cup. It's still cool, you know?
The world's coming here.
Over a week later, we're like, yeah, we got the World Cup.
Got the World Cup. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. But she was on the ground, obviously, when discussions involving the then Sprint Center and the possibility of teams came up. And we've said it before. Every time we're asked about NBA or NHL, the reply is, who's going to own it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an owner?
Is there an owner?
And she says, even dating back then, that was the major question involving NBA and NHL with the respective leagues.
The bottom line was having adequate local financial support. And we just did not have that at that time. So from their point of view, everything about Kansas City was positive. So there wasn't hesitation about that other than the financial wherewithal of a local group of financial supporters.
Hmm. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, no local ownership. You don't have local ownership, you can't have a team. And if you don't have a local ownership, you can't start talking about getting a team. You have to have that guy, like the Oklahoma City gentleman.
Yes.
Clay something or other. Clay Holmes. Clay Travis.
Never heard of him.
Clay Buchholz.
All I got is Chastain.
Clay Walker.
Him.
Clay Chastain.
Yeah.
Clay Bennett.
Clay Bennett.
Clay Bennett. That's who it is.
You got it.
He was the local owner, bought a team, wanted it in his hometown.
Who, Kay Barnes told us she got a call directly from David Stern.
Correct.
Then commissioner of the NBA, who told her there will never be a team in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm. 3 days later, welcome Oklahoma City.
Whoops. I guess he didn't quite have the pulse of the ownership vote at that point in time.
No,
but the question will continue to remain as long as the question is asked about recruiting a team. Mm-hmm. Yes. And frankly, the venue would probably have to be updated at this point in time.
At this point in time, it's almost right? 50. By the time a team would get here into Kansas City, you're talking about a venue that's a decade and a half old.
Okay. So it needs something.
Well, I mean, it was broke ground in 07. When did it open? 08-ish, right? I mean, we're approaching 15 years. Yeah. I mean, we just are. We're right there right now.
So, not that it's not nice. It is. But for a while, we had that brand new building just sitting there waiting for,
waiting for somebody.
It was a nice thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite the selling point it was.
No, and since then, a market like Las Vegas and Nashville have kind of come up in the
Las
ranks.
Las Vegas is building arenas every other week, it seems. I don't know.
They just build arenas and stadiums there,
they're
right?
Just building them on spec right now. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're going to build an arena. Anybody want to use it for something?
Well, you did cancel Shout It Out, so I'm sure people would be happy if they built it on spec.
They would. Actually, on top of spec.
Yeah,
I got it. So the same questions are going to remain every time this comes up.
Yep.
Who's going to own
it? Who's going to own the team?
And don't give me Mahomes.
Please don't tell me Patrick Mahomes.
And don't spend Cerner's money.
Right.
Cerner
doesn't even exist anymore.
There was one the other day. Someone said, what's the come to the bottom?
Oracle, right?
Oracle, yeah. Why don't we just ask Oracle?
Because Oracle really doesn't really care about Kansas City.
Now we're going to spend their money?
Right.
So don't give me Oracle and don't give me Mahomes.
I just want Oracle to keep offices here and keep people employed here in Kansas City. I don't need them to buy a team right now, right?
That'd be great.
Yeah, we can't afford to lose anything because, Cerner sold to Oracle, and then Oracle's going to say, we're going to close the Kansas City office. There's more important things for us here to worry about with them than bringing a team. And quite honestly, I'll continue to say, we don't need another team. We don't. The arena has been wildly successful without another team. One of the most profitable arenas every year pre-COVID in the world. The world. Not just in America, but the world. And so if you ask the people at the arena, they don't want a team clogging up dates.
There are some Chiefs who could stand to have a big season ahead.
Yeah, I think so. There are three guys that are going to be free agents at the end of the season that their future is going to be determined, I think, anyway, by the way that they play this year. Number one on the list is Derek Nnadi, and we've talked a lot about Chris Jones. Derek Nnadi is his running mate on that defensive line. I think Derek Nnadi needs to have a really big year. I'm going to continue to press and press and press that defensive line to actually go out there and play like an all-star defensive line, because I think they have to play at that level this year if the Chiefs want to make that run like we think they're going to make. So Derek Nnadi is one of those guys. Juan Thornhill's a free agent at the end of the season. You know, I need to see some more out of Juan Thornhill. We were fitting him for that green jacket or gold jacket or letters on the stadium when he originally came here to Kansas City. He was a Ring of Honor type guy. Going into his free agent season, let's go. Play like that Ring of Honor type of guy.
And now, that one may be difficult, Bob, to be perfectly honest. Because if he does play to that level, what do you do?
Yeah, he may walk, yeah.
Or do you decide you're going to commit
a lot of money to the safety position? Yeah, you already
You might not be in that market. You might not be in that market to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That one's a feast or famine.
It kind of is.
If he plays well, maybe he plays himself out of Kansas City.
Maybe.
Or presses you into a decision you don't want to have to make. I don't know.
And then the third guy is Mecole Hardman. I mean, this is a guy I think that kind of gets lost in the shuffle.
Could be similar. You might not be looking to play in that wide receiver pool either.
But you know what? I'm not worried about after this season, though. Like, if they don't come back and they sign big deals, that means they had great years here.
That's a problem later. Yeah.
That's a problem. That is the, what do they call that? The Super Bowl tax a lot of the times, right? That's the successful tax. If they go out there and play well and they play big and this team gets back to the Super Bowl and Thornhill and Hardman end up walking because they're getting bigger offers from somewhere else, I'll gladly take it for the success this year. I think of those three, Mecole Hardman is going to be the name that we hear the most. He's going to have the best production out of those three, and I think he's going to be a guy that's going to get a nice contract after this season. I am rooting so hard for Mecole Hardman to play well because I think he can, and now he's truly given that opportunity to be that guy. And I don't think personally there's a lot of people talking about Mecole Hardman. I was at the hardware store the other day, and one of the guys who sells beer at the stadium is working there as the cashier. We're talking, and he's like, I can't wait to see the new wide receivers, MVS and Juju Smith-Schuster, and it's going to be great. Nobody mentions Mecole Hardman.
You've already seen him. He's like old news. Yeah.
He's kind of old news. So that's why I think like there's no pressure. He's now got a great opportunity. He attended the Pack camps this offseason. I think Mecole Hardman's going to have a really nice year. I'm excited to see what he's going to do.
Of those three, I think it might be Thornhill for me.
Okay.
I mean, Nnadi, I think Nnadi fits a nice role. I don't know that I have a huge ceiling for him.
Right.
You know, but if he fits, if he does his job and fits his role, plays alongside Chris Jones, takes up space, does all those things, he can have a nice season. It won't be like glaring. Like Thornhill, like, okay, I need to know who's leading the back end of that defense.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Justin Reed.
And it might be. But if it's Juan Thornhill, all the better.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he steps up and he said this is the healthiest, you know, the healthiest he's been, and he's ready to get back to that level and guaranteed being an all pro and everything else, I think that would be huge if he were to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hardman, I don't know if he's going to take a massive jump. I'm more of a believer of Mecole Hardman than not, but it's a crowded room.
Yeah, sure it is.
So I do kind of wonder, like, how the wealth is going to be spread around. I think he's got a chance to have a good year, but I don't know if he can make a massive, massive jump type year, or if you need him to, if you've got all those bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Mecole Hardman, though, can have the... I've been here before. I know the playbook. I'm familiar with it. Hopefully after the Pack camps, now him and Mahomes have a little bit better of a relationship and a trust factor, you know, with each other. And they can kind of utilize that into the regular season and into the playoffs this year. So I think Mecole Hardman's due, man. I just think it's time for him to be that guy that the Chiefs traded up for, and time for Chiefs fans to stop worrying about what DK Metcalf does every single week.
An AL Central baseball announcer keeps it real.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. Your home for car audio since 1967. Royals insider Josh Vernier joins the show every Monday at 8:30 on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly as they speed through the finish, the flags go down. empty except for one man still driving.
And baseball announcer gets real, and it happens to be from the American League Central. Tom Hamilton, the voice of the Cleveland Guardians.
One of our favorites. We love Tom Hamilton. When the Royals play the Indians, I always listen to the Indians broadcast. Well, I always listen to the opposing broadcast because I like to hear what they say about our team, you know, what the perception is. I've done that for years. But Tom Hamilton is just must listen to. He's fantastic.
Also one of the great screamers of all time.
But he screams in a way that's good.
Yes.
He's not like Stephen A. or Skip Bayless Mad Dog.
He has a really good way of shouting that doesn't sound like he's shouting at you.
Yeah.
When he gets excited.
He's just an all-time great, 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 great announcer.
So, he takes aim at Miguel Sano.
Boy, does he.
Miguel Sano, he's not hurt. He's just fat. I mean, that's as brutally honest as we can be. He's down in Fort Myers trying to get in shape.
Is he doing a talk radio show in Cleveland? You know, like, that's not something you normally hear from a baseball announcer.
No.
You think Fizziak would ever say something like that?
Oh, reports are he's just fat.
Yeah. No, there's no reports.
You couldn't even say for reports. He's like, he's just fat.
He's just fat. Wow. Let's be honest, folks. He's not rehabbing here. He's just a fat ass.
Miguel Sano, he's not hurt. He's just fat. I mean, that's as brutally honest as we can be. He's down in Fort Myers trying to get in shape.
He's just a fat ass.
Apparently had a torn meniscus.
No.
Worked on in May.
Mm-hmm.
Had surgery. And, he's rehabbing.
But he's rehabbing.
Maybe rehabbing his fatness, according to their baseball announcer.
Isn't that good? Just be honest. Why are you out? I'm fat. I've got a fork problem.
DNP fat.
I wonder how many guys over the years couldn't play because of being fat. Probably more in baseball. Well, probably some NBA guys. Sean Kemp at the end was very fat.
Yeah, no, there's been plenty that have dealt with the size issue one way or another, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Zion right now.
Zion's out because of fatness.
Yeah. He's battling it.
Right.
That
Big Baby.
That Caleb Swanigan guy that just died last week.
What happened to him?
Weight. They think it's weight.
Really?
He battled obesity like before he ever got to college. He was like 365 pounds or something in like eighth grade or something.
Are you kidding me?
No, and then he was like super cut in college and whatever. And there were pictures that surfaced like a year ago of him like putting on major weight. And I haven't seen the update if they thought it said it was natural causes and might have been a heart attack. But I mean, he was one of those like weight battlers the entire time.
Like a guy like Chet Holmgren could stand to put on a few pounds.
Yeah. Miguel Sano listed at 6'4", 272.
Yeah, no, he's bigger than that.
Baseball reference page.
Yeah.
But Tom Hamilton would make a difference.
Miguel Sano, he's not hurt. He's just fat. I mean, that's as brutally honest as we can be. He's down in Fort Myers trying to get in shape.
There's your injury update brought to you by...
That's right. Local hospital.
That's right.
Here.
Cleveland Medical Center.
Yeah,
Medical Center, they're there for you.
And now, another commercial from 1980 Sporting Events.
For every man who wears Brut, there's a woman who loves what he smells like.
Oh.
Because there's something about Brut that's nice to be close to. And nobody knows that better than a woman.
Hello? Honey, I was just thinking about you.
Brut cologne, deodorant, and everything else. Brut, it smells like a man.
What's a man smell like?
Brut.
Because, I mean, if you sniffed all the men around here, Binkley has a distinct odor from everybody else. It smells like Winto green.
Yeah, Brut, because you smell like a man. That's why you add the Brut.
That's
so
why
you don't
add the Brut,
smell like a man.
So you don't stink.
Yeah. It's just smelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brut.
Yeah.
What was the go-to back then? Brut, Old Spice, and Polo Green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polo Green was definitely big. What was the other one? I guess you said Old Spice, but there was something else. Wasn't there like
Aqua Velva?
Aqua Velva, yeah. That was only
was in my
older.
Grandfather's
cabin. Old yeah. English was a cologne
yeah,
back in the
old
day.
Old English.
Yeah. Old English leather or something they called it. Yeah.
You
also,
can drink it,
malt
too.
Malt liquor. Yeah. Two purposes.
Yeah. That's true. A little behind
splash
the ears.
On your face. Right. And pour it out of 40 ounce.
Do people use aftershave anymore?
No.
Like the last person I remember using aftershave was Kevin McAllister. And after that, I don't think anybody aftershaved.
I have a bottle of something in case you nick yourself and it burns.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
I got one of those white pencils you just rub on your face if you cut yourself. It works great. They call it a stemp meter or something like that. You just right
stemp
there.
Stemp pen, yeah. Yeah.
I just go straight alcohol after every shave.
Do you? Seriously? Mm-hmm. You put alcohol on your face? Mm-hmm. What are you, out of your mind?
What, like a
cotton ball alcohol?
Oh, wow. Oh, I thought you meant like a Tito's vodka.
No.
Why?
Make sure you clean everything up.
Oh, God.
Splash on. Splash on some whatever. Your alcohol of choice. Go by your
Today
day.
Is Grey Goose.
That's right.
You're wasting good stuff on your face.
Grey Goose for the...
Tomorrow... Tito.
Grey Goose smells like a man.
For every man who wears Brut, there's a woman who loves what he smells like. Because there's something about Brut that's nice to be close to. And nobody knows that better than a woman.
Hello? Honey, I was just thinking about you.
Brut cologne, deodorant, and everything else. Brut, it smells like a man.
And then that guy went out and smoked some Camel Unfiltered.
Oh, God, yes, he did.
Went in and recorded another commercial for somebody else.
Or smoked it right through the hole in his neck.
Man.
The 80s were weird.
Yeah.
Did they seem weird when we were living in them?
No, they didn't.
What did Rob Riggle say yesterday about the 80s? Like, they were all just full of, like, hope and optimism.
Yeah.
And then we're going back and listening to some of these 80s commercials. It's like, don't forget your condoms on the way to college and wear some Brut.
Yeah, wear some Brut. Brut and Old Spice, though, are often mocked, but they clearly were sold.
Yeah.
Those companies are around forever. Yeah.
They're still selling.
Yeah, like, nobody uses this. Well, apparently they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're everywhere. Old Spice was around every Christmas.
Yes.
Old Spice was at the Super Bowl in Miami with their own set, Josh. They gave out free deodorant to the media.
Yeah.
You go to the Walmart during Christmas time, you got the Old Spice package, the Aqua Velva package, and the Cool Water package now.
Yeah, everybody wants to get that for the grandpa.
Another weird baseball story to get to.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.